Welcome to Babbittville Radio, a place where you'll hear great conversations with the world's best and most inspirational runner, triathletes, and cyclists. Endurance lives here. Now, here's your host, USA Triathlon and Ironman Triathlon Hall of Famer, Bob Babbitt.
Welcome to Babbittville Radio. My name is Bob Babbitt. We're brought to you by Ironman U, EverySite.com, RunCatalina.com, our Challenge Athletes Foundation, where we've raised over $70 million to keep challenge athletes in the game of life through sport. And you can check out any of our interviews on Babbittville.com or on iTunes, where we've had over 700,000 downloads of our show. Our next guest is the main woman behind Elite Lifestyle. Andy Newgarten joins us. Andy, how are you?
I am great. Thank you, Bob.
What I didn't realize, you've done over 100 marathons and ultramarathons, Ironman, Ironman 70.3. You've qualified for world championships. You are a very accomplished endurance athlete.
Thank you very much. I think I just started young.
You must have started young. I'm like, 100? I'm like, oh, yeah. My God. How young were you when you started out in this?
Well, I lived in South Africa, and the big race in South Africa is called the Comrades Marathon.
Yes.
And I kind of got caught up with a group that got me running a 10K race, and then they said, it's the half marathon. I said, okay. And then it was, let's do a marathon. And then it was, well, we're training for Comrades. And I thought, okay, I may as well. They can. I can. They were older than me.
Right.
And I was in my kind of early 20s.
Yeah.
And the next minute I was running Comrades. And when you train for a race like that, you kind of run back-to-back marathons. So I would run, a marathon on Saturday, run one on Sunday, and do it again the next weekend.
Oh, my God. And you stayed healthy through that.
Luckily, yeah. One or two little stress fractures that I dealt with. But other than that, I've been very, very blessed.
So you didn't run competitively in high school or college or something more long distance was what you started with.
Yeah, I was not a runner. I was actually a tennis player. Gave that up.
And, So, and when did you come to the U.S.?
2002.
Okay.
Came to live the American dream and get away from the politics and bad stuff that was happening in South Africa.
And coming here, what type of work were you doing when you came here?
I was a banker. That's what I'd been doing in South Africa and found a position that more financial.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so when did you know, obviously you're very fashion conscious. When did you get to the point where you're like, you know what, this clothing for women, this workout clothing just doesn't work for me?
Well, I was kind of wearing, it started when I started doing triathlon,
yeah.
And I would get on my bike. I'd never cycled before, so suddenly I was getting on my bike, and I just felt unfeminine, the clothing I was wearing was so unflattering, and I would be embarrassed to get off my bike and walk into Starbucks. So I started playing around. I would buy jerseys, and I'd have them altered, taken in so they fit me better.
Yeah.
I didn't like the fabrics, and I started playing around and getting someone to make me a few of my own things. And when people started asking me where I bought them, I realized I might be onto something.
Was this something that, I mean, you didn't have a background in manufacturing
nothing.
And any of that stuff?
It's actually one of the hardest things I've ever had to learn. I do give myself a pat on the back because I've really learned the hard way, made lots of mistakes, but I've learned so much about the garment industry and how to make a pattern and
right.
get a pattern into production. And it's been challenging.
It's brutal.
Very rewarding.
It's
yes.
a brutal business. I know when I started in my magazine, I found out afterwards that 95% of all magazines go out of business in the first year. Fortunately, I didn't know that. I'm imagining for you sort of the same type of thing where you just fall into something because you're passionate about it, and then later you start looking at numbers and go, oh, my God, I can't believe I made it.
Yeah, and the biggest thing with a business like this is the cash flow and the financing.
Yes, yes.
So it's always a challenge. So
people don't understand that basically you're producing product, you're delivering product, and you're waiting to get paid on product.
Absolutely.
That's
yeah.
the hardest thing.
Yeah.
Every other business, you go in Starbucks, and they have your cash before you have your product.
Exactly.
We need to change the rules on that stuff. Everybody needs to be able to, you have to be able to sell your product and get the money before you give it out.
Well, that's why the online business is taking off so much, because people want to sell direct and get paid instead of waiting for their stores to pay them 6 months later. Yes.
Now, was that one of the tougher parts for you? Is making the hard part is you want to get into retail, right? And you want to have partners who are going to help distribute and market and all the rest of it. At the same time, you want to be able to sell product now because, you know if you go to retail, it's going to take you a while to get your money. How hard was it to balance that? How much online do we do? Because we don't want to take away from our retailers. That's a tough balance.
Well, it is challenging. And also, we're still small, so we're not in every city.
Right.
We try and partner with a major store in each main area and service that customer. We try and direct our retail customers to those stores. But then we have to sell online because we're international as well. And obviously, we don't have the reach in countries like Australia yet.
And I'm sure you had target retailers to go into. How hard was it to get, when you're talking about a retailer, they've got so much product on the shelf already. And a lot of retailers have followed the philosophy of women's clothing is shrink it and pink it, right? That's always been the mantra when it comes to women's clothing. And it's like, okay, I've got my men's stuff, I got my women's stuff, I'm good. And you're coming in, well, I've got something different. How hard is it to get in? Because you have to become really a great salesperson.
Extremely hard, and I found the relationships are key.
Yes.
It does take a couple of years in some cases, but in the cases where I've been persistent, and sometimes they even place a little bit of product, see what it's like, and then reorders. Most of my customers have remained customers since we started, which is very positive.
Yes.
So we do have good sell through. So. We're doing something right.
Yes, you are. And how many years now has Ali'i Lifestyle been around?
It's actually Ali'i Sport. Lifestyle. That's okay. It's called Ali'i Sport. And we're going to year four of the business now. So.
Wow. And you've got a big sale coming up.
We do. It's the end of the year. Everybody does these Thanksgiving, Black Friday sales. And we decided... we've just launched our beautiful new fall product, which is a beautiful winter weight base layer, ideal for running outdoors and going to the gym and just lifestyle apparel.
Right.
So we just and of course we have some spring product left over, and we have some samples and bits and pieces left from last year. So we decided just to do a warehouse sale. It's Friday and Saturday after Thanksgiving, and open it up to the public and come in and get some great bargains, holiday gifts, and all kinds of fun things that people have never seen before.
And where can they go to find out information on the sale?
They can go to our Facebook page, which is Ali'i Sport.
Okay. A-L-I-I.
Yes, Sport. And... they can also sign up on our website, and we will be sending out an email to everybody on the email list. And it's at our office on Jimmy Durante Boulevard, 2120 Jimmy Durante Boulevard, Suite 113. And we'll be there from 10 to 4 on Friday and 11 to 3 on Saturday.
Love that. Now, so Andy, sometimes when people get into business involved in their sport, their sport suffers, and they're like, oh, I don't get to run anymore, I don't get to try anymore. Are you still able to balance that and get the workouts in that you like?
I am. I just have to wake up earlier. I get into the gym earlier. I get onto my bike earlier. Some days work takes over, I must admit, and I find myself on the trainer at 6 p.m. at night or 7 p.m. at night.
So as a businesswoman coming from the banking industry, what is your relationship with this business now in terms of, are you loving it, every aspect of it, or is it one of those things that I like this part, but this part is gets on my nerves a little bit?
I love it. I love the creating of the new product each season. We're a little different to other businesses in that, or other similar businesses in that we really redesign each season. We come out with new styles. We look at what our customers want, and I think about what works for me as an athlete in the sport. So we really reinvent the wheel all the time. I get excited over new fabrics, new designs, new styles, and that keeps me very, very passionate about what I'm doing. The challenge is just the the marketing. I love the marketing. It's probably the biggest challenge. Not enough people know about us. And when they do, they really love what we're doing, getting the word out.
And the great thing about this era is social media is so powerful, and you're able to reach out to your customer and to people who might not know you and get feedback from them. How important has the social media side been for you?
You know, it's everybody stresses how important it is.
Yes.
And it is important. I don't always see an uptake in sales related to social media. You know, Facebook marketing, Facebook ads,
yes.
Instagram. I'm still not sold.
There's a lot of saturation. I think back in the day when Spartan Race and Tough Mudder basically built that. So they built their events on social media. But now the cost is probably quadrupled and there's so much saturation.
Yeah, I can place Facebook ads and I see no sales as a result. So either the ads aren't great or
right.
they just don't make that much of a difference. So the jury's out. I'm not sure yet.
How about, do you get feedback from Facebook folks that's been
important? We do. We get some nice reach. And especially going into international markets, Instagram's been fabulous for that. You know, we've got a big, strong following in Australia now and growing.
Cool.
And that's been great from social media.
That was the one thing that I enjoyed when I had my Mighty Buddy series, that I had direct contact with all these people who are doing my event. I love that, where you know, it's very difficult to do. I can't call them up on a phone,
a
couple thousand people, but I could get really relevant feedback from my direct consumer just with, you know, by putting a post out there. One message.
Yes.
Yeah, that's great. Hey, Andy, congratulations on everything you're doing. What now, are you having races coming up?
I'm in the off season, thank goodness. It's kind of nice. I'm planning to, hopefully, going to qualify for the World Champs in Australia next year. I love Australia, so would love to be racing there. So Vineman is on the calendar, and I have to set my race schedule for next season.
Love it.
So,
well, congratulations on everything you're doing with Elite Esport. Again, Andy Neugart has been our guest. My name is Bob Babbitt. We are brought to you by Ironman U. By EverySite.com, by RunCatalina.com, our Challenge Athletes Foundation. We've raised over $70 million to keep athletes in the game of life through sport. And you can check us out at Babbittville.com or on iTunes, where we've had over 700,000 downloads. Hold on, everyone. We will be right back.